Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, tuning in. Are you afraid of Podzilla 1985 After Dark?
That's so goddamn low, it's not going to come across.
That wasn't
music.
Even spooky.
It wasn't spooky, that was sexy.
I actually thought about doing like one of the really, like my growly, creepy low voices.
Give us a creepy low voice.
This is going to sound ridiculous.
That's fine.
You brought it up.
Listen to me.
Oh, shit. Where was that at in the intro?
All
that's
right.
Where's that every week?
I mean, I can do it. It hurts my throat after a minute.
I can't do that. I can do more of like a...
What up, y'all? This big T.
Lindsay, give us a voice.
No.
Mandy.
I don't think I have one. I'm too high-pitched for that.
Welcome to Podzilla. Are you afraid of Podzilla 1985 After Dark? Another sucky, soul-sucking episode.
I mean, they might be afraid of it after this.
I want to dress up like a vampire, and then you guys can't see it at home, but I'm going to say things like, tonight we're going to suck your blood.
And no one will get the joke, because
it's a podcast.
Yeah, it's a great visual gag for the audio podcast.
They can't see me, but they know. Shannon Young is your host tonight. Sayonara Shannon Young tonight, hosting. Down at the end of the table is Mandy, help me out here. What's a scary name for Jesse?
Oh, shit. I'm not good at improvs.
You should see how long it takes you to make a name for a character in an MMO.
All you have to do is think of a name for Jesse that, and it has to be scary. Or somewhere related to, like, scary stuff. And
how is sayonara scary?
Sayonara means goodbye.
Yeah, I know.
Later, bitch, I just killed you. How about that? Mandy.
We'll be here all night if you're going to wait for me to come up with a name for Jesse.
All right, Jesse, you have to make up one for Lindsay. That's the game we're playing.
I don't want to play this game.
Well, you're going to play it.
I can't think of anything creepy. I'm bad at just
Larry Nyswonger, Wolfgang.
That's a different kind of creepy.
I mean, that is indeed creepy.
Oh, all right. That look.
Let's skip the formalities. Shannon Young here hosting with you tonight. Down at the end of the Kimball. Sure.
Down at the end of the Kimball.
Down at the end of the Kimball is Jesse Table. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Table?
Oh, I'm doing great, holding up all this equipment.
Next to us is Lindsay Wolfgang.
That's not my name.
What's your name?
Wolfgang.
Okay. Thank you.
Wolfgang.
It is pronounced as it is spelled.
Wolfgang Puck?
No.
What if it was Lindsay Wolf Dong?
That would be very unfortunate.
It's one of the more unfortunate names out there.
And Mandy Kennedy, who's still thinking of a name for Jesse.
Shut up. But it's the real me, not the ghost me, or all you motherfucking imposters trying to take my seat on this show thinking you can be me. Nobody can be me. You can try and you will fail.
No one has the energy that Mandy Kennedy does.
Well, I'm glad she has energy because I don't have any.
Yeah, I'm running low.
I'm telling you, Barry spiked that gum.
Our friend Barry James Carafa was in here earlier and sat with me for a little bit and talked with us. And that was an enjoyable experience because I love Barry. About the only enjoyable experience I've had today. Mm. So,
hey, I helped you out with that Saturday thing. That was probably enjoyable, right?
It'll be enjoyable. Well, it'll be enjoyable on Saturday when I'm in Chaffee doing ring announcing for CCW.
Hey.
Hey.
There you go.
I don't know if it's the weather outside and the sudden turn from hot to cold, but I just feel awful
today. That tears my sinuses up bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a lot of sinus pressure and I've got some like gurgly throat junk going on right now.
I've been super dizzy.
Yeah,
it's not been pleasant. So, I thought about not doing the show tonight. I was going to say like, hey, I'm going to skip this one. You guys have fun.
But you know, once
which
we get like
terrible because like you guys have no idea what to do without me.
Pretty much.
I don't.
Well, I don't mean it like that. Like that sounded terrible. I don't mean like you guys can't do it without me. Just like on this particular show where it's like, here's a show about like the paranormal. Where's the guy that knows about the paranormal? Oh, he's gone.
We did the first year for Terrifying Tanner Thursdays.
You did. Yeah. You guys covered my ass. Yeah. But I feel like it wouldn't be enjoyable for you is what I'm trying to say.
It would be forced.
Right.
It's definitely easier to talk about like spooky paranormal stuff when you've got someone that's actually into like spooky paranormal stuff.
It was like when you were gone that week and I hosted Nerd Up, which is one of the worst experiences of my life.
Oh, when we went to the Colts game?
Yeah. Boy, I hated that so much. Like I was so uncomfortable. I'm like, yeah, I'm Shannon Young. I can host whatever. And like, welcome to Nerd Up.
You guys, what are we talking about?
You guys like games? What's your favorite video game? Wrong.
It has to be Bubsy or nothing. All right, so like I think we've done enough stalling.
That's a scary game. So I got a story to tell you real quick.
All right, what do you got?
This is from I checked to make sure that this was a legitimate story because this sounds like something that is just bullshit. It's on Coast to Coast AM. Now, I'm a big fan of Coast to Coast AM. It's one of the biggest influences that I had on this podcast doing it originally. But at the same time, I am secure enough in my intelligence and my gullibility that I know to check these sources because I don't entirely trust every story you read on there. Because it is, when you have a bias towards the paranormal, you're more likely to believe things just because you want to believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a show I want to do called I Want to Believe. I want to bring it to the network. I think it'd be great. Anyway. This is from.
Are we talking to Pat Shannon right now?
Yes.
Pat Shannon, I have things to warn you about.
Copyright.
This is from Coast to Coast AM, and I verified it on Fox News and a couple other news sites. So this is legitimate. I'm going to read straight from it. The ongoing hysteria in Malawi surrounding mysterious bloodsucker entities has reached such a fevered pitch that the United Nations has been forced to relocate some of its staff in the country. Panic over the vampiric beings, said to possess a strange combination of magical powers and technological prowess, erupted in the country late last month as stories of their existence spread throughout a pair of villages. Despite an increased police presence in those communities, it would appear that residents remain unnerved by the rumors as a total of 5 suspected bloodsuckers have now been killed by concerned citizens. The rising tension in the region was noticed by the Safety and Security Branch of the UN, which observed in an internal report that, quote, these districts have severely been affected by the ongoing stories of bloodsucking and the possible existence of vampires. And so in an effort to protect their workers from vigilante mobs who are blocking roads and taking to the streets looking for potential bloodsuckers, the world body opted to remove some of its staff from the area. Considering that UN workers are, by their very nature, outsiders to the communities gripped by bloodsucker paranoia, this was probably a wise decision and one which apparently other charitable organizations operating in the region have also made. The government of Malawi expressed profound dismay at the UN's decision, although all parties hope to resume working together once the hysteria subsides.
Sheesh. You know, I don't blame them for a second. They're straight up going full Salem witch trials down there from
That's
the sounds of it.
That's nuts. It's 2017.
Yet you killed 5 people because you think they might be vampires?
Oh my goodness.
To be fair, we don't know that they're not vampires.
That's true. We don't. But I heard a story today about a guy who went to a convention to murder the guy that played, it was Dan Vogler. He went to murder Dan Vogler because of his role in Fantastic Beasts because he thought he was actually what is the name of the character? Grindelwald, I think?
He was a character from the movie.
Yeah, thought he was actually like the bad guy in the movie that was taking Polyjuice Potion to masquerade as the actor Dan Vogler. Like, this was a person who legitimately thought this, went to try and choke this dude out.
Well, I mean, soap opera actors get that all the time. When they're walking down the street and someone yells at them because they're like, why'd you do that to this character? And they're like, well, I didn't. My character did that I play on TV.
The writers did that to your character.
Right. Mm-hmm. My mom used to get irrationally angry at Victor from Young and the Restless. And anytime she saw him in anything else, she would just call him Victor and talk about how much she hated what he did. And I was like, Mom, that's an actor. That's not actually Victor.
And that means he did a good job.
There is no Victor.
Yeah, no, like, so when I hear stuff about that, like, this person that was so convinced that this fictional world was real and that this individual was drinking Polyjuice Potion, which from the books allows you to shapeshift into another person. Yeah, no, like, I hear stuff like that. I'm like, okay, no, yeah. People will believe the most ridiculous things.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And paranoia, especially, and I don't know a lot about Malawi. I'm assuming it's probably not. Oh, God, how do I say this without being offended or offensive? Maybe not as advanced of a society culture as we are in the United States when it comes to things like this. There's probably a lot of old school beliefs.
Okay, I'm going to show my ignorance. Where is this place?
It's across the ocean.
Okay.
Which ocean, Shannon?
They're not Laotian. I don't know. I'm not the smartest when it comes to geography. I'm going to look it up real quick.
I actually also don't know.
Because I've never heard of the place.
Here's the, when I looked up Malawi, all right, it's a landlocked country in southeastern Africa.
Okay.
Defined by the topography of highlands split by the Great Rift Valley and the enormous Lake Malawi. So, duh.
Okay.
Clearly.
Yeah, Lindsay. Get your shit together.
All right. Clearly they don't have the internet.
Well, when I looked up Malawi, this is what I got on Google.
It's in East Africa, I think. Did you say that?
I did.
Okay. I didn't hear that.
No, I said Southeast.
I didn't hear Africa in what you were saying, and I was also looking it up. I heard landlocked, blah, blah.
Did you look Malawi up?
Yeah.
Did you get the same top stories I did? These are the top stories we got from BBC.com. Malawi curfew in effect over vampire killings. Malawi president to visit victims of vampire attacks after deadly violence. Five people killed by vampire hunters in Malawi.
Those are the exact three stories that
wow.
I
heard.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
It's 2017, and they're having a legitimate vampire scare in Malawi. Malawi, however you pronounce it.
Could just be one sick-minded individual that thinks they're a vampire.
I would like to know where this...
starts a cult.
Well, where did the bloodsucker thing come from? You're like, there had to be something that happened. Calvin just walked in. Calvin,
you
missed this thing. Apparently in Malawi, in East Africa, there is a...
He looks like a vampire, though. I wouldn't tell him. That's probably his people we're talking about.
They're having a vamp... They're having a vampire epidemic, and people are being killed for being vampires in Malawi.
They burying them in cage graves.
I mean garlic.
Shit.
Onions.
I hate onions, so you have to bury me with those if you want me to stay dead.
You know, to kill a vampire.
Is it tulips? What was the other flower?
All they might know to kill a vampire is you stake him in the heart and chop his head off.
Yep. Also,
and then
silver
you burn it
and
you spread
garlic.
The ashes
silver
in multiple
is,
bodies of water.
Werewolves.
Silver is also vampires.
Holy shit. We're having the same fucking argument they had in From Dusk Till Dawn. There's a part where they go, what about silver? Doesn't silver have something? No, that's werewolves. But yeah, I know it's fucking werewolves, but silver has something with vampires too, right? And then one character goes, does anyone have any silver? No? Then who cares?
Yeah, no, that's actually really funny.
So that's, man, that's crazy to me that I can't believe that. Like, witches and vampires, I would almost say it's good to know that those old, like, horror things still exist, that people are still afraid of stuff like that, because it kind of gives you hope that maybe those things are real. But at the same time, practical Shannon, me and intellectual thinks, fuck, they're murdering people for being vampires over there. Innocent people. Probably.
I was about to say possibly. I do wonder, like you, what started it?
Yeah.
Because something had to have happened. Unless, like, it's really unlikely that one person was over there like, hey, do you hear Johnny? He only comes out at night. He's very, very pale.
Very pale.
Very pale. And I saw him, I shit you not, I saw him drinking a bowl of blood one time.
Also, he's the only person in this village named Johnny.
I was trying to think of like an African name real quick. It's like, no, I can't say anything that'll be racist as shit.
Yeah, you really
so I'm just going to go with Johnny.
You can't fake a single name on there or else people are going to assume. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, nope, just going to with Johnny. I'll whitewash the shit out of it. That's definitely not as racist.
I wish I had more time to look this up because I really would like to know what happened that spurned this. Yeah. Because apparently there's been violence. If there's so much violence that they are moving people from the UN out, something had to kickstart this. There had to be a catalyst for this. And my only thought is maybe they had, maybe there was a murder. You know, there was some kind of unexplained killing that people are looking for the Fantastic to explain it. I don't know. Like, yeah. This is
Did
crazy.
They have animal mutilations? Because that's usually a start of that type of stuff.
The goat suckers, which we talked about on I Want to Believe, because that is a huge problem. And Calvin, where was that? They had that huge goat sucker problem. Was it Argentina?
They say South America.
I'm pretty sure it was Argentina, yeah. I don't know if you listen, I Want to Believe. There is a huge problem in Argentina about goat suckers. And, well, in this particular case, it's about cattle mutilations, where the cattle are being – they find them dead with their jaws and eyeballs and tongues surgically removed.
Ew.
And their anuses.
Ew.
What the fuck? What?
Not joking. And it's such a problem that like they are trying to get like government assistance because there's nothing they can do about it. This keeps happening all over the place and no one knows why. There's never no tracks. There's no explanation for it.
The That's tongue, so eye, and weird. Anus are a delicacy in some countries.
Well, they said, but they also said, here's the creepy part, that it's done with a surgical precision.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you've got people that are straight up. I was joking, but legitimately, I could see people like
doing
going
that
around,
and sending it off.
Yeah, and or yeah, just cooking up, serving it, something like that. Because I know that it's a really popular, like tongue is a really popular dish in South American and even Mexican dishes.
Yeah, yeah. Lindsay's had tongue.
No, thank you.
I've had tongue. Like, I've had beef tongue. It's actually really good.
No, it's not.
Ew.
It's so good.
Calvin said it's like brisket.
I don't want to know that.
It's different than brisket.
I don't want to eat brisket and think of tongue now.
I know, right?
It's in my opinion, it's a different texture, but it's still really good.
At least you didn't have to listen to a 15 minute conversation at work about eating duck embryos.
That's weird. I thought you were going to finish with duck. It's like duck is delicious. Oh
no! Yeah, no. I almost had to make a trip to the restroom to harf, but yeah, it was nasty.
That's the noise you make. I don't know.
Who's putting up and going harf?
A seal.
All right, so Shannon, what's on the actual docket tonight?
That's all I got.
Oh, that's not true.
All right, so this is the quickest show we've done.
Huh.
gonna beat out that Tuesday show.
I don't have Jesse's name yet. It can't be the end.
Now you got to get that quick.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll be here all night.
I do have another story I wanted to read. From coast to coast. I didn't have to fact check this one.
Oh, no.
This one just...
Talk about the starfish?
No, that was awesome. Did you see that video?
That was really cool, yeah.
There's a video of a starfish that got caught on land that actually, like, walks into the water slowly.
I want to see it.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. I'll show it to you after the show.
I want
to
see that.
That's pretty interesting. No, this one is about a ranch that I have heard of. And when I saw it, I thought, okay.
Rancho Unicorno?
That one's not for sale. This one is. Here's the story. An infamous ranch in Arizona that has allegedly been the site of interdimensional alien activity has been put on the market. Known as the Stardust Ranch, the property is owned by John and Joyce Edmonds, who moved to the site 2 decades ago. Since that time, they claim to have experienced a myriad of strange and unusual events at the ranch, including alien encounters, an array of UFO sightings, and unsettling animal mutilations. It gets better, though. Along with amenities like a commercial-sized hay barn and a private well, of interest to paranormal enthusiasts is that the property also reportedly features 2 interdimensional portals. Because if you're going to buy a property like that, you want to have at least 1 portal. 2 portals is great.
Didn't one of your shows you watch go there?
That was the Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, okay.
That's a different ranch.
Stardust sounds cool.
This is Stardust.
I know, right?
I like that name.
One of those esoteric gateways is said to sit at the end of a 10-acre ranch, while the other is conveniently located in a fireplace that can be found in the living room of the home. Here's my favorite part. According to a profile on the property by Realtor.com, John Edmonds, the owner, claims to have killed 18 aliens with a samurai sword that he keeps in the living room.
What?
Presumably after they came through the fireplace portal.
What?
Yes. You man.
It is unclear whether or not the wondrous ET slang weapon is included in the $5 million asking price attached to the ranch, but one would hope that it is. In fact, unfortunately for prospective buyers hoping to have the same luck with ETs that the Edmonds had during their time at the ranch, such as a series of experiences is not so certain. In fact, one condition required for buying the ranch is agreeing to some kind of legal documentation where the new owner indicate they are not buying the ranch just because they're guaranteed to have an alien encounter.
But they're not guaranteed to have one.
That's what they're saying. Like, you have to sign a document saying we don't expect to encounter ET.
Oh, okay.
But did he, like, take pictures of these dead aliens? I want proof.
That'd be crazy. He's got the sword. What the fuck do you want?
Everything. I want facts. Picture didn't happen.
Sir, does the sword come with the property? How many aliens... Would you not keep the alien bodies if you killed them?
Yeah.
Maybe they disintegrated.
Well, I mean, I say keep.
Like,
when
you kill them, they just dissolve.
Like, they yeah. pulled a Negaverse. They just turn to dust and float away.
Okay, then don't kill them when they come through the portal.
Yeah, if they're the first or second one, you would realize, oh, shit, these bitches dissolve. You just capture it.
Here's my question. What if the aliens are like refugees from their planet? They found this portal to get away, and as soon as they pop to the other side, this motherfucker hacks them to death with a sword.
Well, that's because this is America.
You don't step foot on my country. If you ain't white, you ain't right. And that counts for interstellar beings.
So anyway.
White on their planet, though.
What's that?
What if they're white on their planet, though?
Well, I mean, they still don't look like you. Like, they don't look like me. They hang from a damn tree.
Oh, Shannon.
What about Gleep Glop?
Please.
He's one of the good ones.
The topic for the night. Can we
stop taking away my
Grumpy
fun?
Grumpy Pants JK.
I mean, I just... Because Shannon's trying to kill time, thinking we don't have enough time to talk about the stuff. And what's going to happen is we're going to get talking, and then we're going to run out of time.
I legitimately...
I mean, to be fair, that's kind of what Thursday's about.
I legitimately found those 2 stories interesting. The Malawi one especially.
They are interesting. Yeah, no, the Malawi story was awesome.
Because the ranch story is obviously stupid. Like, that's clearly stupid. No fucking aliens are going through a portal in that motherfucker's fireplace. Because if it would, wouldn't you live stream that shit for everybody?
Yeah, we hit Facebook Live real fast.
Right.
Guys, check this out. But this is crazy.
Maybe they don't have internet connection.
Yeah.
If you got a $5 million ranch, you can afford a fucking cell phone.
It's only $5 million because of the two portals. Shit.
That's true. Do you ever think of a name for Jesse?
And call them Grumpy Pants, JK. That's not scary, though. Ooh. I'm going to Google scary names.
She's going to get inspiration.
All right,
Shut up and talk about the topic.
So right, I have a question for you real quick.
Hey, what's up?
About that skinwalker, that ranch, it made me think. I saw a question a long time ago that said, would you buy a haunted house? Like that was supposedly, like reportedly haunted. Would you, Jesse Kimball, buy a place that was supposedly haunted?
I mean, it wouldn't deter me from buying it. I guess that's the important thing. For me, like, I'm not going to buy a house because it's haunted. I'm also not going to be drawn away from a house that I'm interested in because it's haunted.
Would you be more inclined, though? Like, if you saw a house and you were like, I like that house, and they told you, okay, but we have something to tell you. Mm. There was a murder here. People say that the ghosts of the people are still here. You can hear stuff at night. You know, all these – some things happen. Would you be more interested in getting the house then, less interested, or no effect at all?
Yes. It depends. If the effect of it being haunted is that I can talk the price down, then I am more interested. Otherwise, no effect at all. Like, I couldn't care less.
I think I'd be less.
You wouldn't want it because of it?
Probably. I don't know. Like, it interests me. Like, I would want to explore. But I don't think I'd want to live there. Because my friend Kevin, like, lived in, like, a haunted kind of house. And when we were there one night, like, his ceiling fan just, like, stopped. And just started spinning the other way randomly. And, like, the piano would, like, randomly go off. And I was
okay,
like,
okay, no, hold on. Well, back the fuck up. So you're at this guy's house, mm-hmm. and the piano starts playing itself.
Some like it'll hit like random keys. He had no pets.
Okay, so that's some high quality shit right there.
And then like one night we were watching a movie, and like his feelings fan just stopped.
Did you say his feelings fan?
His ceiling fan just like slowed and then stopped, and it started spinning the other way.
What did you guys
really
do?
Weird. I was like, let's go sit on the couch now away from the ceiling fan. And we finished watching The Wedding Singer because that's a good movie.
Oh.
Scariest part of that story.
It was really creepy, though.
It is.
Yeah,
like,
so that's
Adam
why
Sandler
I don't think I could look. That's what, I don't
is
think I
Drew
could.
Barry
that mullet.
At the end? Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie, I'll be honest. I
like
that movie
Wedding
a lot.
Singer. But man, Keys hitting like... That's awesome. Like, that's the kind of shit I'd like to see.
Yeah, hearing a piano going off is, that's intense.
Cause that doesn't normally happen. Like, that doesn't just happen. So
my guess is you had a mouse in the piano.
That's a fucking heavy mouse.
Just as creepy.
Okay, was the piano, was the piano keys open or was the thing down?
I'm not sure.
Cause that's a good, cause if it was open, yeah, you could have had an animal, like a rat or something, jump on it. But if it was down,
I mean, even if they're
a little
just
less hard, easy to explain.
No, even if they're running around on the inside, depending on what kind of piano it is, they could knock down the hammers inside,
mm-hmm.
and that would still cause it to happen.
So when you said that the piano, I expected you to say like it was playing a full fucking tune, yeah.
Because
ain't no rat doing that.
No,
that rat's getting a 12 picture deal from Disney.
I would be out that house so fast.
Yeah, no, if that piano just randomly started playing like Chopsticks or something, you're like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah,
especially if the Chopsticks was like he fucked up, and you just heard something go like, "Hold on, let me try again." Lindsay, what about you? Would you not buy a house if it was haunted?
It's gonna depend on what sort of reports they had.
So if they said like, "Grab
like,
your pull
if,
your hair,"
if
in the
it's
middle of the night.
If it's up for sale because the other family was like fearing
just
for
paranoid.
Their lives, then no, but. If they're just leaving to go somewhere else that had nothing to do with it, then no, it's not going to bother me.
I think it also depends on how much I loved the house. Because, like, if I was, like, hands down, like, the house I really wanted, I would probably go for it. But
would
if it wasn't like, oh, my God, I love this house, if it wasn't that.
I mean,
like,
my
house.
Store is basically haunted, or so everyone claims.
I think Wings is haunted sometimes.
That place that we've been to a couple times?
Yeah.
In Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that place. It's all right.
I ate there today.
Yeah, that's good.
I also ate there today.
Would you buy the Amityville house?
No.
Mandy, would you buy the Amityville house?
Probably not. I don't really know.
You don't know the Amityville house
I
story?
Don't,
well,
you know, yeah. I never do scary stuff that much.
So I forget the timeline. I'm probably going to be bad about this, but Ronald DeFeo, he kills his entire family in the middle of the night. They're all laying down, and I think he shot his parents. And I want to say it was two sisters and a brother, or maybe it was just a sister and a brother.
Oh my God.
But they were all asleep, and he shot them one by one. said he was possessed by something that made him do it. The Lutz family moves in a while afterwards, and they get the house on the cheap because of the murders, because people aren't buying it because of the stigma, right?
Mm-hmm.
They, I forget how, let me look up how many days, so I don't want to get this wrong, but there are, they stay there for so many days, and then they move out of the house, and they don't take any of their belongings.
Wasn't it like less than a month?
I think so.
It was like 2 weeks.
Let me see real quick. Oh, it's for sale, the Amityville.
Why would you not just demolish it?
Because then you're just going to take the spirits off more.
Well,
I'm surprised you never watched
he shot six members of his family.
And I'm surprised you never watched the remake, Mandy. It had Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, my God. So we watched that today, actually. Now, it's funny you guys mentioned that. And someone asked me, we were watching and Ethan was here. And Ethan asked, when Ryan Reynolds walked out with his shirt off, he said, was the real George Lutz that ripped? I was like, no. this is after Ryan Reynolds did Deadpool. Blade. Blade Trinity.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, remember he was in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hannibal King, my ass. They were there for 28 days. And then they moved out, leaving their belongings behind, saying they were never going to step foot into it again. Now, most people say that it's a hoax at this point because of testimony by, like, George Lutz, who was the dad. And some of it just seems a little...
Did he die?
He died. Yeah, he's dead.
So how does he have a testimony?
Well, I mean...
From before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Investigators looked into it, and they said that it's more than likely a hoax. The son, though, and I forget what the son's name is, the youngest Lutz family kid, there's a documentary on a couple places now called Miamityville Horror, and it's just about him and talking about his experiences, and he's fucking nuts at this point. Like, he is mentally disturbed, and he talks about how frustrating it is for all these things to happen to you, and people tell you that it was fake, and how it wasn't fake to him. He lived through it. I mean,
watch that?
We did.
Okay.
It's a great documentary.
Because I'm like, this sounds familiar.
I highly recommend it. It's very, very good. But anyway.
So I'm guessing he's not in, like, how long did he have to stay in jail? Or did they just put him in, like, a mental facility?
No, the Lutz family is the family that moved in. They're not the ones that did the murder.
Yeah. This is the one they're doing a documentary on?
Yes.
Yeah, DeFeo. I don't know what happened to DeFeo. I think he might still be in jail, actually. Yeah, he's still in jail.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, he's never getting out. Like, the question was whether or not he had died in jail by now.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're listening to the show and you've never heard of the Amityville Horror, look it up. It's a fascinating story.
I've heard of it, but didn't really know, like, the facts.
The movie is based on a true-ish story.
It's true in the fact that there were murders and that they did move out. Everything else that happened is what they say.
Conjecture.
Right.
Yeah.
But that kind of brings us to the topic for tonight, mm-hmm. which is kind of talking about our own experiences with the paranormal. We did this 2 years ago, I think, and maybe talked a little bit about it last year. I didn't want to rehash it, but like Jesse said, we have new listeners. We have people that maybe didn't get to catch those shows before. Zane Laney. Our weekly Zane Laney shout out.
There you go.
Maybe Kevin Huntsberger.
Yeah,
Jesse, can you pick that up for me?
Oh, that name you dropped.
The name I just dropped.
Yeah, I got you right here.
All right, thank you. Put that back in my pocket.
Yeah.
because I myself, I'm no expert on the paranormal, but I've had quite a few experiences that have made me if not a believer, I want to believe, hence the title of the show. But I won't take the floor to
that
start
aired
with.
Last week.
That aired last week. We talked about time travel.
Yeah.
Real monsters.
See. I don't know what you're looking at me for. Like, no. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to you yet. I'm sorry.
Boy, I keep thinking to myself, if this was filmed with a camera, I'd have so many funny moments where I just stare at Jesse and the audio doesn't come across. People are hearing crickets.
Yeah, people are just hearing dead air, like, what's going on?
But
like,
the people in the studio, they're loving it.
Shannon's waiting for Jesse.
Yep. All right, so am I starting out? Is that what you're saying?
Forever. Well, I don't think Mandy has any scary stories.
She just told hers.
She just told hers.
She might
she
have another
to go
one.
Ghost hunting in high school.
Oh,
exploring stuff.
We'll come back to that, but okay, Calvin did move. Oh boy!
I told you he's part of the vampire. He's stalking your moves now to find you later.
Does kind of look like a vampire, doesn't he? When he did the first show of I Want to Believe, he had these glasses. He looked just like Howard Stern.
Did he sit across from me and just stare?
Yeah, I could see, like, if Howard Stern got a reverse perm. His hair straightened, I guess, is the easier way to say that.
Yeah, a permadectomy.
Wow.
Listen, sometimes I'm not smart with words and stuff. All right, so scary stories.
What has happened to you in your life that is, like, I know you're not a big believer in the ghost stuff. Are you open to the possibility of things that you don't understand?
No, yeah, I would really classify myself as a skeptic more than anything. It, like, I have to have hard evidence
But you were willing to admit, and it's the best explanation I ever heard from a scientist about God, was that you recognize that there is a limit to human understanding, and beyond that human understanding, you recognize that there is a possibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Like, it's one of those things, like, if I see it in front of me, I'm not going to say, like, no, something is clearly happening right now, that there's no way this is what's happening. No, I'm like, okay, this is happening. It's real. Cool. Let's move. What do we do now? Do I die?
Where are the Ghostbusters?
When we see the ghost in the hallway staring at us and you go, okay, I'm a believer, Shannon, what do we do now? And I go, I don't fucking know.
You're the science guy.
And then Dalton says, I know what to do. I know exactly Run. What to do. Just follow me.
Wet his pants.
And then we walk up to the librarian ghost and it turns into a monster and then we all run out of the library.
We just leave Dalton for his
And then we form our own Ghostbusting.
And we buy a fire station.
Yeah.
And we have Mandy can be our receptionist.
Shit! Zach's over there. God damn you, Zach.
He's been there for like 10 minutes.
No one told me that.
He's been there for like 10 minutes.
I looked over and I was like, it's the dude, it's the kid, the guys from the Matrix, the albinos with the dreadlocks.
Oh, Zach's not that pale.
He's not that pale.
He's no.
Anyway.
Sir? Hi, Zach.
All right, Jesse, talk about some stuff that's happened to you. Has anything ever happened to you that made you wonder?
No. Not me personally.
Well, moving on. No.
No, it's one of those things, like, I've got a few different stories. My dad was a huge believer in the paranormal, and he likes to talk about, like, his experiences. First of all, fun fact about New Madrid. I think we have a few people from New Madrid at this point that listen to the show. Every single school in the New Madrid County School District is built next to a cemetery. Every one of them.
Really?
Yeah, something about property value. It's much cheaper that way. But yeah, no, literally. And in fact, the middle school and high school, not only next to a funeral, it's next to a funeral on top of Indian burial grounds.
Jeez.
Yeah, like, true story.
Please tell me they also used to do voodoo rituals there.
Probably.
It was the site of two John Denver specials.
yeah, something like that. So anyway, my dad, he had a lot of jobs at New Madrid. He worked as a bus driver primarily, but he also occasionally worked with building and grounds, doing like night watchman and that kind of thing. It was always really fun. Whenever dad did a night watch on certain weekends, we would actually get like all the family and friends together and, they would play like volleyball in the gym while us kids like played around, played basketball. And we got out all the cool toys that you got to play with during gym class and all that stuff. And, or like sometimes it was just me and my brothers and we'd just be riding our bikes around the elementary school campus at night.
That's cool. Which,
yeah, it was really fun. But my dad always talked about whenever he had to do it alone, he would talk about certain nights he would see some stuff that he couldn't really explain. Like one night there were a couple of like little kids that were just playing in the hallway. And my dad sees them and tries to get their attention and goes running after them. I mean, my dad's a big man. He didn't do much running. But yeah, by the time he gets there, there's not a trace that they were there. The doors at the end of the hall is locked. He checked every door up and down the hallway, trash cans, no kids anywhere. And yeah, that wasn't the only thing. Like, lights would just turn on and off by themselves pretty frequently. Mm-hmm. Also, at this point, this was an old building. So right. A lot of that could be explained that way. But.
Well, that's the first part of a good ghost hunter is no, that you disprove before you accept.
Right. So, I mean, my dad was willing to accept that it was haunted because, yeah. My dad was huge into the paranormal. He loved it. And yeah, he would tell us stories about like, out near Popper Bluff. There's a haunted train track. Apparently, after midnight on certain nights, you can go by there, and occasionally you'll hear a train coming. And there was a huge train crash years ago that killed a whole bunch of kids and all this other stuff. And occasionally you'll go there after midnight, and it crosses this bridge is where you go. I think it's over in Popper Bluff anyway. Somebody can correct me if they know the story. It crosses this bridge, and they call it, like, the Weeping Bridge or something like that. After midnight, supposedly, you can hear children crying.
Well, that's just clearly not true.
No. Yeah, oh, it certainly isn't, but that's
because that's too good. One thing I've learned in paranormal investigations is that if it sounds too good, it's usually fake. Like, whenever you watch Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures and those shows, what do you always hear when they talk to the people, like, about the property? They always say things like, oh, you'll see a woman in white. She'll ask you questions. There's a guy who walks around crying. Like, all of these fantastic stories. And then when you watch it, it's like they hear a knock
Maybe.
Oh, guys, did you hear that?
Now, that doesn't always happen. There are definitely some places where these people have caught insane evidence. The problem is when you're on a TV show like that and you catch really good evidence, no one believes it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is a huge downside, because I remember there was one that you showed me where, like, a brick moved.
Yeah, from the original Ghost Adventures documentary.
Yeah.
A brick literally, like, flies out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I saw that, and I'm like, okay, yeah, if that's not visual effects, that's definitely something, but it's one of those things that's really, really hard to move past, like, visual effects.
There's the one from Ghost Hunters where they're in the, I think, Eastern State Penitentiary, and you see a figure run towards the camera and then run away, and it looks like this cloaked, like, no one knows what it is, but it's so good that it's, like, almost impossible. You know, like, no one catches evidence that good. The Princess Room EVP. I've told you about the Princess Room EVP, didn't I? Did I tell you about the Princess Room EVP?
I'm not sure.
Good, because I'm going to explain it.
Okay.
So the Ghost Hunters crew, I forget where they're at, but they're investigating this room that was called the Princess Room. And it's the person that lived there was Princess something, or they called her Princess something like that. So they do an EVP. You know what an EVP is?
Yes. It's probably one of those movies we watched, right?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. It's an electronic voice phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's where you pick up voices of the dead. You pick up stuff that you can't hear with human ears.
Yeah.
So they do an EVP, and they ask questions like, you know, Princess, are you here? Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, they did that in that Ghost Encounters movie that we watched, right?
There's an EVP, yeah. It's a standard for Ghost Hunting.
Yeah.
But what's weird is when they played it back, when they ask, like, Princess, are you here? You hear a very distinct voice, and most EVPs sound like this.
What's your name?
Yeah.
And they'll go, oh my God, you're here to say my name. They didn't say your name.
Yeah.
They said, Idja Bidji. But this one, so they ask, Princess, are you here? And there's a very distinct voice and even has an accent that says, of course I'm here. Where are you? And as they're asking questions, she is answering the questions that they're asking. Plain as day. That is probably the best EVP I've ever heard in my life. It is so plain, and it is, like, there's no explanation you can have for that. I know someone said maybe it was interference, like, on, like, a walkie-talkie or something like that, but they weren't using walkie-talkies for this segment. They were just using a digital recorder. There was no way that even if they had picked something up on there, like, from a maybe, I don't know.
I mean, digital recorders aren't supposed, like, that wouldn't be the explanation. The explanation is it was faked.
Right. Exactly. That's the only thing. It's either faked or it's some of the best evidence for.
Absolutely.
Of ghosts possible. And if you're not there, you can't say for sure. Yep.
And, the real
sucks.
Downside is, like, they have so much. It's one of those things, like, if I was coming to you just to tell you a story about, like, no, for real, listen to this. This is amazing. What reason do I have to lie to you? These people, they're making a TV show. They want those ratings. They want that cash. So they have every reason and motive in the world to fake it.
Right, because they want to keep the ratings up.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, they were Ghost Hunters before this. Like, they didn't just get a show called Ghost Hunters. They did this for many years before they got picked up.
Because I understand. And I'm not necessarily, like, bashing their credibility or anything. I'm just saying,
the problem is they're not scientists. Like, they're not – they don't have – there's no solid way to test ghosts. You know, like, there's no solid way. There's theories. There's what people say about ghosts and how you can pick up evidence and stuff like that. But there's no scientific proof. There's no standardized test for ghost hunting.
Right.
And whenever they go to these places and they spend one night there and then they leave and go, yay, it was haunted, or nay, it wasn't. Like, that's not really how science works. You can't do one thing and go yes or no. Like, you have to test it over and over again to develop patterns and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's hard.
Yep.
But our personal experiences are what define us and make us believe what we believe, which is why I do believe, or at least I want to believe. Lindsay, what about you?
Well,
Jesse, you're not done yet. Please go on.
Yeah, I was going to say, my friend Lily Gorman, Lily.
Yeah,
she actually sent me, well, I guess we can save this for the fan stuff.
You know, you already said it. Let's go ahead, because we got like two or three responses, and we'll just read them afterwards. Go ahead and read Lily's.
Okay.
Lily takes precedent.
Yeah, you hear that, Lily? You're special.
She ain't listening.
She said she would.
Tell her she's on the show.
No, she sent me this message after she saw your post.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, she definitely wants to send it. But anyway, she wants to, she prefaces this with, she does occasionally now and definitely used to suffer from night terrors and sleep paralysis.
Scary.
Yeah.
Can't confirm.
And after her dad died, she was seeing a lot of shit in her room at night with the sleep paralysis stuff. And she said it would usually happen like 2 to 3 times a week. Like, it was pretty bad there for a while. Whenever she lived in Cheney Hall here at SEMO, apparently was the worst part about it. The first time I'll go ahead and just read this here. The first time I saw something, I thought it was my then boyfriend, named here, the Weeaboo Dickhead.
The Weeaboo Dickhead. That's the worst Japanese superhero.
He was not Japanese.
Well, in Japan, that's what he's called.
Yeah, no, he was just obsessed with that culture. But anyway.
Is that racist?
No.
Okay. We're good then.
Yeah. All right. It wasn't. He was asleep next to me. Next time it was someone laying next to me, but again, not Weeaboo Dickhead. Then it all started to get fucky. There was a lady with too many fucking teeth that would watch me sleep, and a dude with a horse's head, which sounds funny now, but was absolutely fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
And then she followed up with, I just want to stress, lack of sleep, but still, what the fuck? And apparently that happened to her several times. She, like, she had a bunch more stories she just didn't really go into about, like, especially Cheney Hall, which is one of the oldest buildings on campus.
I want to say, baby girl, like, if you've had multiple experiences like that, that's probably not hallucinations. You're either crazy or you may be seeing things.
Again, sleep deprivation does a lot of stuff, especially sleep deprivation combined with, like, sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis is awful. I used to suffer from it. Lindsay can tell you.
You would think there were glowing red-eyed demons at the end of the bed.
No, that happened.
Or thinking that I'm an alien that's going to kill him.
That happened, too. Literally, one night, I looked over at her, and I swear her face morphed. And I hunkered into the corner of the bed, and I told her, you're a replicant. You're here to, like, kill me and take my identity. And she had to convince me that she wasn't. To this day, I'm still not convinced.
Somehow you're still alive. You may not be. You might be a replicant.
That's fine. That's
what
fine.
Happened to the real you?
Hopefully he's happy.
You're a mole man.
No, the red thing, that actually happened multiple times. I don't blame that on any kind of sleep paralysis. So what would happen is I would be in bed and I would wake up in the middle of the night, and it's like, I never saw the source of the red light, but there was a red light in our room, and it would kind of almost like go out the window. Even though the window was closed, it would like go into the window and would disappear. The room would be lit up red, and then it would just turn to normal color as this thing left. And it freaked me out, but I always attributed it to just being half asleep.
Brake lights of a car outside your apartment?
Not like this. Like,
not the way that our bedroom would have been.
Yeah, one, you couldn't have seen them. But two, like, I'm not talking about, like, I saw a flash of red. I'm talking about the entire room was bathed in red light. Like, imagine if you had a red light bulb in the center of a room. That's what it looked like. But it wasn't bright. It was like a dim red light that still filled the entire room. But again, I'm not crazy. I just assumed I woke up in the middle of the night. I'm dreaming, right? But there was one night that when I went to sleep, I hadn't gone to sleep yet. I was laying in bed just with my eyes closed, not tired. And when I opened up my eyes, I saw the room completely red, and then it just dimmed again, like before. And this time I was completely awake. And I still don't know what it was. I haven't seen it in a while, but I saw it. And I can't explain it. Like, is it possible that maybe I dozed off when I was laying down and didn't realize it? That's possible. Like, I'm not stupid. I understand that. But at the same time, I for sure saw this because I didn't go right back to sleep. I didn't, like, wake up again because I was half asleep. I was awake and I saw this red light. I woke Lindsay up. I was freaking out. So that's one of the many encounters that I've had. But it's not about me right now. Lindsay, tell them about the TV.
Yes, the TV. So, way back when, Shannon and I still lived at his parents' place for a while, and he was in the other room on his computer, and I was going to bed because I was tired.
Now, don't be fooled. When you hear that I had a room specifically for computers and entertainment and then a bedroom, that's not because I was rich. We just added an extra room to the trailer. Want to point that out.
Because it wouldn't fit in the bedroom. Anyway, so I've got everything turned off. I'm trying to go to sleep, and the TV turns on, and I'm like, okay. Whatever. I turn it back off. I lay back down again. A couple minutes later, it turns back on. So at this point, I think Shannon's fucking with me and has the remote in the other room or something and is just turning the TV on.
Because I totes would have.
So I turned it off again and said, okay, haha, funny, funny. And I laid back in bed. Came on again. So this time, I go in there and say, stop turning on the freaking TV. I'm trying to go to sleep. To which he just stares at me like, what are you talking about? Because he was playing some other game with Bob or something. I don't remember exactly
probably
what.
Bob.
And he's like, I'm not doing anything. And I'm like, well, the TV keeps turning on. So he comes in. And sure enough, while he's in there with me, the TV turns on again. So he messes with it a little bit, turning it off and on. And it's like, okay, I don't know what's going on. And so we turned it off again. And did it turn on one more time after that?
It did. In the middle of the night, it turned on because it woke me up. And at that point, I unplugged the TV because I didn't know what else to do. And we left it unplugged for a couple of days. When I plugged it in, it didn't do it again. And I just, again, you assume, well, it was an electrical short or something like that. But, I mean, it was very strange because it was legitimately, we were sitting there talking and I would say like, okay, turn the TV on. And 2 seconds later, the TV would just turn on. And it was like, holy shit, what is happening?
That's weird.
That's creepy.
That was pretty creepy. Mandy, you got anything? Before I just unleash?
Not really. Like, a lot of our, like, quote, ghost hunting in high school was just, like, driving to, like, abandoned buildings we'd see. Or, like, I think there's, like, an abandoned church, like, way out somewhere we went one time. And just seeing, like, weird graffiti and stuff. There was one time we went over into Illinois. And it was really creepy one night. You know how when you get to like through the bridge in the end and you can go left or right? I think it's on 3.
Yeah.
When we made a left and not very far, there's like this random building and then there's like a spot where you could like turn around off to the side of the road. Well, we went the wrong way because we're supposed to go the other way. And there was a car there just like parked. But my friend and I were the only ones when we drove by this car to see like this like head just slowly turn at us. And we like flip shit in the backseat. We're like, go, go, go. But like no one else was like nothing with it. We're like, go. We're the only ones that saw this fucking head turn and look at us. And that was really creepy. And then when we were going to look for a building, we saw in like the distance this like house on fire. And we're like, no, we're done for the night. We're done. Like, nope. Too many creepy signs.
Can you do the head turning toward me? Like, I'm pretending
it was
I'm
just
you.
Like.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy. Yeah.
It was just like really slow. It's that slow Resident Evil 1 zombie turn that. Staring. Like, because we were just like, because it was dark out, so we were just like slowly like looping through, you know, to turn around. And it
right.
Was,
so you guys never investigated what the head was?
Oh, fuck no.
That's the funny thing about.
No, we. I was in the back seat and we were like, nope, nope, go, just go. Don't wanna.
That's the funniest thing about investigating ghosts, like personally and when you see even them on TV, yeah. It's like they go to these places to find ghosts. And the moment they see something really good, they go, run, run!
Yeah, sorry, my airsoft gun wouldn't take that out. Sorry about you.
Yeah, no, that is like...
Or it could have. You would have shot a guy in the face.
Yeah.
Who's just high as a kite in his car.
Probably.
He went up there to do meth and you're fucking staring at him, shooting him in the face with an airsoft gun.
It would have ended poorly for you, but not because paranormal.
Oh, no. We always say we wanted
to... You come steal my meth?
We wanted to investigate the abandoned hospital in Cairo, Illinois.
No, thank you.
But we don't because we're not afraid of the ghosts in there.
There is so many things that I want to explore
there. We're afraid of
the
homeless people.
I want to, because Andrew and I just drove through there Friday when we were going to Nashville, and I was like, I want to come explore all these in the dark because it'd be fun.
No, you don't.
I mean, Cairo has a haunted history. Cairo's, I don't know how haunted it is, but like, it's got a bad history. Terrible history, like with the civil rights stuff and all of that. If anything would be haunted, Cairo would probably be a good, good pick.
The old Cape Courthouse would probably be a pretty good place for hauntedness. It actually has a jail in the, like an old Civil War era jail.
Oh, that's cool.
In the basement.
I want to go.
It's neat. Yeah, you could do tours and stuff.
So little spoiler, and this may or may not happen, but so, you know, we told you our idea of this month for the next I Want to Believe. I don't know if I told Mandy. Mm. The next I Want to Believe actually is on Halloween night.
Oh, nice.
So what we're going to do is we're going to set up cameras in here, like the Xbox camera, because you can do the wire stuff.
Oh, yeah. I saw Calvin mess with that
right.
One day.
So we're going to set that up along with a Ouija board, and we're going to try to contact spirits and
that'll
demons.
Be cool.
Now, here's the fun part. You're all going to be here because we're going to be watching movies that night, too. It's going to be the Halloween party. We're going to do the show first. So there's a good chance, like, if all goes well, that we'll have some kind of demonic possession, and you guys will be here for it.
I'll try to be here for it.
But anyway, that's the I Want to Believe episode. That's
that
gonna
sounds
be,
really cool.
It is going to be awesome.
There is.
But I got one other thing. Yeah. Part of the reason Barry was in here is Barry is trying to get us the hookup on New Madrid. Apparently, there's a haunted tour of actual haunted places. And he talked to the woman that runs it, and she said she would be willing to let us investigate separately.
Like, what's the place?
I wish he was on so I could ask him. But it's apparently a couple places that are supposedly like Civil War era haunted.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
But we might actually go there and investigate these places. He's trying to set up a time for us.
Because I think one place is the Hunter Dawson home. Sound familiar?
Yes. That does sound very familiar. I think he did mention that one.
Yeah, that's like the oldest house in New Madrid. And it's that you could do tours and stuff. They actually, it's just creepy in general when you go in there because they kind of have it set up. Cause it's set up as a museum, like a historical landmark.
Right.
I think is the word. Either way, yeah, you go in there and they have like this old set of playing cards set out on a table, like as though somebody was playing. And, they just a bunch of stuff like that.
Well, that's cool.
I told Barry, I said, I would love to do it as long as it's not fake. Like, I don't want to go to a haunted house where they like purposely try to scare you. Like, if it's legitimately haunted, I definitely want to do it. I'll get in touch with Tanner. We'll see what we can get over there and do. So that's maybe in the works. And I really hope so because, I would love to actually, I feel like the older you get, the less you see when it comes to the paranormal, almost like you eventually become to a point where you block out the possibility so you don't see as much as you did when you were younger. Because when I was younger, I saw shit all the time. I don't know if I ever told this story. I'm pretty sure I did. When I slept in my mom's room once with her and dad when I was really young, and I remember seeing a green flame floating over her bed. And I don't mean like a firefly. I mean like if you took a lighter and turned it on in the dark, and it was green, and it was just floating over her bed. And I remember that. Like, that's not something that I made up. I remember seeing that plain as day. How do you explain that? I can't think of a logical explanation for that.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens when you're a kid. Like, one of the things that I distinctly remember is waking up and all of the fish from our fish tank were on my bed.
Like, what?
Yeah, all the fish from our fish tank were like, several of them were under my pillow and on my pillow.
Did this really happen or you dreamed this?
I don't know.
At this point, you're not sure if it was real or not.
Because as a little kid, I woke up and I saw all these fish just everywhere and I'm screaming bloody murder. I go running into my parents' room and wake up my brothers and they come in and all the fish are in the tank. And I could swear that that happened. Like this was when I was like four and I just remember this because it scared the crap out of me. And I even remember like this was so traumatic for me that I even remember what my sheets and pillowcase looked like. They were Star Wars.
Oh,
I don't like that my room was covered, like everything was covered in grasshoppers, which freaked me out because they just jump wherever the fuck they please and you don't know where. But because my grandma was staying with us, so she slept with me, and I remember like waking up and like there's grasshoppers everywhere, Grandma. There's no grasshoppers. It really fucking felt real.
What about now? Like, has this ever happened to you? Because this happens to me occasionally, especially when we lived at the old apartment. You would be sitting in a room that either, like, you didn't have air on or it was the same temperature. Like, right now, how we have the same temperature going right now. And if you were sitting there in the same temperature and it's been the same temperature for so long, and then all of a sudden you just...
Cold.
Mm-hmm. Has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
There's no reason for that to happen. There is no reason that a cold front would suddenly hit you. Mm-hmm. And they say that when you encounter a ghost, when something passes near you or through you, you feel that cold spot.
I've heard that when, like, because sometimes, like, my, like, shoulder would just, like, ache for a second. Like, that's something touching you. Like, just, like, a cringe thing.
I'm old.
Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, I'm just
That's happened to me all the time. Like,
you feel something on your arm?
Like something, like, just, like, grab me for a second. I'm like, nah.
But you put it out of your mind because you're like, well, that was clearly something
just,
else.
Yeah, that was my bone freaking out.
I just see shadows out of the corner of my eye. Especially at work.
Now, the thing with shadows, it's tricky because a lot of the time there's a thing called matrixing where your brain kind of develops something from nothing. Like you will see, like if I looked over there, if you looked out in the trees and you saw a certain combination of colors and stuff, you could see a face, you could see something that it's not. And shadows are kind of like that. You think you see something out of the corner of your eye, but it's not really there.
Yeah, but this is like when I'm counting down, counting registers in the morning to make sure that my assistants did the stuff correctly. And it seems like something just skitters under the door to the back room that is way bigger than a bug. And the door doesn't move.
Is it a ghost of a bug?
I'm talking like small child sized.
Oh, okay. Well, you said went under the door. Like,
well, yeah,
is it Barbados Slim?
The door, the door didn't move, but I just saw something skitter out of the side of my vision and vanished at the door.
I mean, don't look up shadow people.
I know.
Because that's what people say they are. They're either ghosts or demons or interdimensional beings.
Could be Peter Pan's shadow or Captain Hook's. Because they lose their shadow.
That was a ghost.
Yeah, no, that's like the whole, like, your brain is really, really good at creating things that aren't there. Like, filling in the gaps is what your brain is really good at. So you see something that's like... even if it looks vaguely similar to something else, but you don't know what it is, your brain will fill in the gap.
Interpret it as
like clouds. When you look at clouds and you go, oh, that's a bull. No, that's a series of clouds.
And then you talk about like the face on Mars.
Right.
If, like, once you zoom in far enough, it is very clearly absolutely not a face. But from a certain period out, it's like, no, yeah, that's a face.
Not like the moon, right? The man on the moon.
The rabbit on the moon.
Usagi? Yeah.
But the moon has a face.
It also has a rabbit.
You said Mars.
Well, he's talking about the face on Mars. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Face on Mars is the most famous one.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a face on the moon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one I only knew. I didn't even know about Mars.
You know what Mars is, right? Like, and the moon.
A planet?
Yeah. the best Sailor Senshi.
No Sailor Venus ones.
Hells yeah. Hells to the yeah. High five on that one.
Yeah, but that's the face on Mars.
That's the one that everyone freaked out about because they're like, holy shit, there's your evidence that there's aliens. And it's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, once you see the close-up, you're like, not even close to a face.
But one of the only things that I, to this day, I just can't explain the phenomenon is the cold feeling. Like, there's no, and I'm not talking about, like, you feel, like, cold inside. Like, it's like someone turned an air conditioner on and pulled it by you. Yeah, like, just for a second. Like, I don't understand that.
I get that when I get super nervous or antsy about something.
Oh,
but that's the only time, like whenever I get super nervous, like I actually feel really cold. Like I'll even like shiver whenever I get super nervous.
I get that
something.
Too. And I wish I could explain this better to you. Like I wish I could put my, oh God, I'm about to sound nuts. I wish I could put my thoughts into your head so you could see what I see, man.
And feel what I felt.
But it's just a feeling like if I walked by you with an air conditioner and just like hit you with it and kept going and you would be like, the hell was that? You couldn't see me. You're like, what was that cold front that I just felt? Mm-hmm. That cold spot? Or, you know, there will be places where they'll be in, and I've had people investigate places and they've had this, or if you watch Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, where you're in a place and it's the same temperature everywhere, but this one spot is 7 degrees lower. There's no reason that should be that way. Like, there's no scientific reason that should be the way, as far as I know. Because we're talking about a place that is a controlled area. There's no open windows. There's no cracks. Like, there's no air blowing. It's just cold. And, like...
You mean, honestly, if it's a stagnant room, that actually can happen because of, like, pressure differential. Maybe not 7 degrees different, but...
It's been more extreme than that. Like, there have been places where it's dropped significantly.
Why would they think the ghost would be colder, though? Is there, like, do they have a reason for that?
Because they pull the energy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the same reason that they say, like, if you encounter a spirit, it could drain the batteries in your phone, or it could drain the batteries in your flashlight, is that spirits pull energy to manifest themselves.
Oh.
So, like, okay. There were times that Lindsay's phone would die within an hour.
So does that mean if you touch the ghost, it would be really, really, really hot?
I don't think so.
Supposedly in cases too, like the ghost can drain your own energy. Like if someone's got something attached to them and they're always run down and tired, it could be that something else is draining
this is old school belief, you know. But I truly believe that there are things that we don't see and that we just assume can't be true because they're fantastic. But I also like to point out to those people that before science could comprehend things, there were lots of things that we hold as fact now that before we thought were incomprehensible. Yeah. So I feel it's very important that, yeah, you should be a skeptic, but at the same time, don't always dismiss everything just because you don't understand it or it doesn't make sense to you, because it may make sense to us someday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, like you can't apply a lot of times, like, because what they would do whenever they couldn't explain something, they would say, well, you know, this is clearly a god doing this.
Right.
And yeah, like that sword swings both ways.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That just because you can't explain something doesn't mean that it's fantastical, but just because it's fantastical doesn't mean it's not true.
Right.
You know.
Right.
We did have two responses I want to point out real quick on the old Facebook before we get out of here. And the first one is from my old friend Matt Lawler I grew up with. He was a good friend of mine. Good guy. Respectable. Like, if you ever got a testimony from a guy and said, I'd believe it, it'd be from Matt. He was the most upstanding of all of us. He may be a scumbag now, but I don't know. I haven't talked to him in years other than through Facebook. I think he's a stand-up guy. His picture is of a pirate flag, so maybe he's a pirate now. I don't know. He said, so I've never been a believer in the paranormal. I believe that the things we see and hear and feel are augmented by our fears, both the known and unknown, and our innate drive to be able to find familiarity in our surroundings. Way to try to sound smart, Matt. That's just like you. That being said, one time some friends and I went out to a field in the country to a well-hidden, half-collapsed barn that was once used to slaughter young pigs. As the story goes, a tornado clipped the barn, causing the collapse and killing the pigs and one or two of the workers. It was just after dusk. There were three of us. Me and the other male had flashlights. We get out about halfway into this maze of a barn over towards the collapsed portion, about a 5-minute walk, when his flashlight goes out. Very funny, Adam. Turn it back on, says the girl we're with. I, too, am not amused as my flashlight isn't bright enough alone to give much visibility. It's not me, he said. Matt says, sure, buddy. Then mine goes out. All right, you asshole, giving us crap flashlights. He said, I just put new batteries in these. Sure you did. Just then, there's a loud scream from 20 to 30 feet away from us, and a board crashes down from the roof. We go bananas and race blindly to the entry. Just as we do, the flashlights come back on at the same time. Well, we are getting the hell out of here now, I say, as we leap into the car and speed off. I never went back there.
I wouldn't either.
Well, I definitely wouldn't either.
And then last is from Derek Boxdorfer. Damn it, Dorfer. It's Boxdorfer on Ghosts is the name of the segment. He said, not my story, but a person I know swears up and down they've seen Bigfoot in their farm. They didn't. Not only Bigfoot, but Bigfoot riding a UFO that drains this pond of water.
I think he's messing with us.
Is he
patronizing me?
He says, no, I don't believe him, but his details would be hard to make up. Not exactly paranormal, but interesting.
Was he on acid? Because you can apparently make up a lot of interesting things when you're tripping on acid.
So the people that really want to prove that there is something more than what we see in life hate the people. And that Derek, he said it's not his story, of course. Hate the people that say, I saw Bigfoot riding a UFO over yonder.
Over yonder.
Because then when you think of people that say things like, yeah, I saw a UFO or yeah, I saw a ghost, you see that guy.
Because they're the only ones that ever get on film.
Now you can picture every time somebody says, yeah, I saw a UFO. Leprechaun. Oh, did you see the unicorn on it too?
So fuck that guy. And before we get out of here, I just want to point out, Lindsay, did you know that they have now linked the Russian camp meddling in our campaign last year to Pokemon Go?
What?
Apparently the...
What is this BS?
Russia's now notorious internet research agency promoted a contest encouraging people sympathetic to the Black Lives Matter movement to play the game near famous sites of police brutality. Players were told to change their character names to the victims of those incidents, an apparent effort to inflame racial tensions. So there were people going to places with Pokemon named like Eric Garner or Trayvon Martin, all in a ploy by Russia to create unrest in America to help Donald Trump win.
I'm calling shenanigans.
True story. This is real. I just think it's funny that Russia's meddling even got into Pokemon Go.
Leave my stuff alone. I'm tired of all this crap.
Leave her stuff alone.
I just want to go catch Entei because I never got a Raikou and it's pissing me off.
Allie got a Raikou.
Yeah, I know. Because she actually had people around so that she could do it.
Salty much. Fuck.
Salty Lindsay.
Should have gotten in on the Facebook group. They were actually coordinating that shit.
That would require Lindsay to socialize.
Lindsay has to work.
Lindsay has to socialize. Anyway, now that she's mad, we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening to the newest episode of Are You Afraid of Podzilla 1985 After Dark. We'll be back on Sunday with a Nerd Up, non-Halloween related.
Correct.
And tomorrow, I will be getting my copy of WWE 2K18. So if you want to see me, I'll be at the store playing it all day. Fuck work.
All day.
All day.
I'll be working all day and all night.
And then next week, we got Nurse for Hire's back.
Yeah.
Jesse just remembers. Oh, shit. We do.
No, because it's the sequel to the last show. I don't have any prep work to do on this one.
Part 2 of How to Get into Comic Books.
Yes.
That's next week.
Yeah, so if you never got around to asking a question for that, hit us up on Facebook.
Yep.
Get us another question. Because, yeah, it's still a thing. I'll add to the list. That's fine.
We'll post it again.
Yeah.
We'll post it again. And I want to thank you guys for listening. Again, we want you to go over to podzilla1985.com, catch up on all the old episodes, including last week's first episode of Are You Afraid of PZ85 After Dark, where we tell you 31 more things you need to watch in October. Mandy missed that one, unfortunately. She was here tonight. Thank God she was, because she's always one of the best parts of Thursdays and the show in general.
No.
And happy birthday. Belated.
Thanks.
We also want you to go to patreon.com/podzilla1985 if you want to donate to us monetarily. And then also go to facebook.com/podzilla1985 where we're going to post that stuff about Nerds for Hire, and you can also get in touch with us. Once again, guys, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week for Nerd Up. Until then, watch the skis.